AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. 26.8 inches of snow fell in Central Park in New York. A lot of snow, but not a record. It's the second highest snowfall ever there. The record was set in 2006. The storm produced a rare sight in New York. No cars. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the travel ban forced businesses to close.
Employers heeded the warning that, you know, if everyone has to be off the road, they can't keep their employees in a situation where they end up having to violate the travel ban.
Shepherdstown, West Virginia recorded the most snow from this storm system, 40.5 inches. It has stopped snowing in Washington, D.C. The city's Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director, Christopher Geldart, says the cleanup goes on.
We have several days where it'll warm up in the day and go down below freezing at night. So we're going to continue to work the snow. We're going to continue to do everything we can do to clear the roads.
Outside of Washington, a nearly 35-mile stretch of Interstate 270 in Maryland is closed to clear away crashes and clear out the road. At least 18 storm-related deaths have been reported in the South and the Northeast. And, of course, there are flight cancellations and delays, and it's expected to affect Monday service because of all this snow. Three inmates escaped from a maximum security jail in Santa Ana, California, outside Los Angeles. They cut through half-inch steel bars and rappelled from the roof using a makeshift rope. Lieutenant Jeff Halleck is with the Orange County Sheriff's Department.
We obviously conducted a very thorough search of the adjacent area around the jail without any success. But we would tell the same thing to the very local community as we would to any of the communities, even if it's 5, 10, 50, or 100 miles out, because we don't know where they're going.
One of the escaped inmates is an alleged killer. We're getting a report of a 6.4 magnitude earthquake in southern Alaska. A 17-year-old boy is now facing four counts of first-degree murder and seven counts of attempted murder after shootings at two locations in Canada in Saskatchewan. This is AP Radio News. It's Championship Sunday in the NFL. First in the AFC, the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots visit Denver to play the Broncos. Coach Gary Kubiak thinks the Broncos have a chance.
The difference in winning and losing is, can be just one play here or there. So, playing with great effort. I know we're playing a team that, when I turn on the film, they play with great effort each and every week, and I expect our guys to do the same thing.
Over in the NFC, the matchup is in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Panthers host the Arizona Cardinals. Quarterback Carson Palmer for the Cardinals is treating this like any other game.
I'm not studying extra film or taking extra reps in practice, or we're not doing extra player meetings. We've got a pretty good recipe that wins games. We've been doing it for a long time, and we're going to stick with that recipe.
The NFC Championship game is a matchup of quarterbacks, Palmer for the Cardinals and Cam Newton for the Carolina Panthers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.